talk to you about Miss Rice. He's here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. I'm talking to Rhett.
Yes.
And did I say that correctly? Is it R-H-E?
Yeah.
Okay, Rhett. Unique name. I've never heard that before. Awesome. R-I-T-T-T or R-E-T-T-T?
R-H-E-T-T.
R-H-E-T-T. Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, hey, I love the name. I never heard that before, so that's awesome. I know you were speaking with Angela, my mapping coordinator. Did you have any questions on how the service works for you or anything like that?
I'm just interested in pricing I'll be honest with you. I get a lot of these calls.
Sure.
And depending on how people sound, I might hang up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how legit people are. There's a lot of scams going on, you know?
100%.
So I don't want to give people my money that I don't know your business is. You haven't sent me anything in the mail that I'm aware of, so I'm still kind of skeptical, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hear you on that one. Just a question for the first company that reached out to you about listing your company on Google, how come you didn't go with them?
They sound phony on the phone from the get-go.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're located here in local splash. We are local splash. We're located here in Fountain Valley, California. So, we've been here for 20 years. Well, December will be 20 years. I'm going to send you over a link. The link is just going to be, straight to our website. Okay. That way you have that there. It's going to say localsplash.com/SEO packages, or dash packages. Don't mind the pricing on there itself because we have a new in business credit. If you were to go to the website alone and purchase this, typically something like this usually costs around $599 month to month. Okay. Now, with that being said, though, I know Angela wanted me to give you a new in business credit, even though you have 20 years experience. You're only going out around 20 miles, correct?
Yeah. About the furthest I go.
Okay. And then, like, for your company itself, do you have anything else set up than just a Yelp listing? But do you have, like, a website or a Facebook page or anything like that?
I have Yelp, I have Facebook, and I have Instagram.
Okay. So how it works is, one, we would help you get PIN verified through Google. Okay, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. It's on that link that I sent you. There are our authenticity badge there. We'll help you get verified through them. Once you are verified, you're able to start being programmed to the first page for all the services you provide. Okay? Now, we do a paired service, so anybody that searches your services on Google, we're able to retarget those people on Facebook. So now you're kind of populating in front of those people all the time. It's just a click to call. We're not vetting you a lead. We only work with one company per industry. So your position, you're not sharing that position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers because, like I said, it's just coming right into you, right? We help with all the backlinks for your company as well for the online listing. So I do see you have a Yelp, which is great. That's one step you have, but we do help you get on Bing Local. We help you get on Apple, Yahoo, and then obviously Google, Facebook, and then help you, with the Yelp as well if it needs to be everything matches up with Google at that point. Okay. Okay. We do websites here. It is strictly up to you though. So some of my clients, they feel like they don't need one and that's totally fine. You don't need a website to be on the first page of Google. It is recommended. It just gives you added credibility for people to click the website button and go over there, read some stuff about you, also to see the work that you do. We do those here as well. It does come in the package, but again, it's some of my clients are like, I really don't want to mess with that. So it really just depends on you yourself and like what you want for your company when people are searching for the services that you provide. Okay. Okay. Let me dive into a little bit of pricing, but before I do that, does that all sound accurate? Like you don't have any questions on that, or that all makes sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't think I need a website right now, though.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay.
So what kind of price am I looking at per month if I go with this?
Yeah, so if you go with this, it's just a flat rate of just $249 month to month. It's a 50% discount off of the initial rate, and that's for a new in business credit. There is a one-time setup fee, okay, that covers the programming with Google, and that is only $99.
Okay.
So the first month would be $398, and then month to month after that would be $299. If there are no contracts, you're not locked into anything. You're grandfathered in at the $299 price, so that price will never fluctuate on you, okay? And then this is not like it's a cost per lead, per job, per call, anything like that. You're always just budgeting for the $299 month to month. We do allocate $100 out of that $299 to your Facebook retargeting campaign, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so you're not having to pay extra for that one either. I know that's sometimes a little concern for our clients, but we take care of that for you. That way, like I said, it's always set at the flat rate. You don't have that fluctuations from, you know, high to low, and you know what you're getting at that point. Time frame for everything, because it's very important. I like to just shoot straight shots and be super upfront about everything. This isn't like, you know, it's a magic flip of a switch. You're on the first page of Google. It does take a little bit of time. Okay. So it does take 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page. Okay. With all the services you provide, we are going to send out a PIN verification to you. That's going to come via mail. All right. Once you have that, that's when you'll be able to be for programming. So my tech team will actually walk you through that process. Once you have that, that's just letting Google know, hey, you're a legitimate person and a legitimate company in the area. You're not like a robot with a P.O. box trying to outsource jobs when you really live in like Kentucky. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. For the Facebook, that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. All the popular directory submissions will be out and up and running within 5 to 7 days. We do a custom tracking system that you will get, so you'll have a dashboard. That's usually up and running anywhere from 3 to 5 days. You'll be able to track your Google Business profile through there, all the traffic that's coming through there as well, clicks. You'll be able to track location of searches, what you're being listed for. You'll also be able to track the Facebook campaign through there as well, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and in about a day or three, it really just depends on how backed up we are on our onboarding process. I like to shoot for about 24 hours though with my clients. You would have that onboarding call with my tech team. So for me, I like to do it the faster the better, because then we're actively working on that very quickly. There's no like gap where you're waiting and kind of like in limbo. So I always like to push for my clients to kind of get ahead of everybody else instead of pushing that onboarding call out. That onboarding call usually takes around 30 to 45 minutes. What they'll do on there, they'll just verify everything is correct with sending everything out, making sure that we have all the services you provide so we can program you to the first page, and then they're going to work on the advertisements through Google, through Facebook. They will tell you to add us on to your Facebook page. You're just adding us on as a manager, so we're not getting login credentials or anything like that. You're just letting basically Facebook know, like, hey, Local Splash is working with me on this, and that's it. So we don't have, like, full access of your profiles. We are just running the advertisements for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Now, with this, it is an exclusive listing. Like Angela did say, we do only work with one company per industry per area. Two reasons. One, we're a Google Premier Channel partner, and that's Google's rule, is we can only work like that. Two, okay, there's only a handful of spots up on the first page of Google. I can't call everybody and with the pool service and let them say, hey, we can work with you to the first page, because one, that's unethical, and two, it just wouldn't happen,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
So we do close these out. Once we do fill the listing, we're not working with any of your competitors, meaning you'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. And you're not sharing your customers because it's a direct call service into you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, were you able to see that link that I sent you?
Yeah, and I've looked you guys up already, gotten all the reviews, everything, and you're legit, so I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then also, too, just on that page, I did want to just point out, I don't know if you saw, like, all the packages on there. I did hook you up with the Platinum package, which reads the $599. With the $299 setup fee, and that's what you'd be getting for $398 out the door with only a $299 month to month. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing that we are looking to fill today, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way, we can start to get your business up on that first page of Google. Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we are going to send out that PIN verification to you. Now, what I have here is I have double play pool and spa service, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to read on your Google Business profile. What's the address that you would like us to send that verification to?
Doubleplaypools@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's going to be a physical location. It's going to come via mail to you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's 3932 South Avocado Street, Visalia, California, 93277.
Perfect. And then for your customers to contact you, is the number that you would like to read on the Google Business profile the 559-754-8050?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be displayed there on the Google Business profile. And then what's your last name?
Christensen.
Can you spell that for me? I just want to make sure I have that correct here.
It's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-S-E-N.
I had it. I just put an I instead of an E. Awesome. And then what's a good email address that I can send everything over to you? And then I'm also going to book that onboarding call. That's going to be scheduled, and I'm going to send that to you in the email along with your invoice so you have everything correct for your taxes when you can do the taxes for 2024. This is going to be a 100% tax write-off. So I want to make sure you have that sends over to you as well. So what's a good email address?
Awesome. Doubleplaypools@gmail.com.
Doubleplaypools. Doubleplaypools. And are you just doing, you do spa service, but what are some of the stuff that you guys want to be listed for?
Repair, like pump repair, pool equipment set up, like, install. Filter cleaning.
Okay, cleaning. And my tech team is going to go through this with you as well. I just kind of want to give them a little, I want them to start thinking about some keyword phrases that they can start presenting to you as well. They are going to go into detail and say, hey, what else, you know, if you want to have those ready for them at that point, that way they can start programming you for that as well. Okay. For the phone number that your customers can contact you on, is that your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Is that okay for us to contact you as well, just for updates on Google Business profiles, everything like that, for setting everything up as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, let me see here. And so, like, you're going down a 20-mile radius. Do you go any farther than that, or do you kind of just kind of keep it tight?
I I've been like 30 miles a few times, but I try to keep it tight. Normally those ones don't work out.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
They don't want to pay as much as they need to, so.
Yeah, and the farther you go, the more expensive it is because you have to account gas, insurance, time. I get
Absolutely.
It. And gas, unfortunately, is not the cheapest in California, so.
Am I gonna be reviewable too? I'm not sure if I want to be reviewed.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like the stars ratings on Google.
Okay. What do you mean by that? Like you don't want to be reviewed? Like you don't want people to leave reviews?
Like I've looked at like one of my buddies right now. He's also a first page guy on Google.
Okay.
And he doesn't have any reviews, but he's been in business for like 10 years. And he's on first page, and he should be on the first page. Like, he deserves that. So,
right.
And, you know, some people leave garbage reviews on purpose, and some people leave great reviews.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, we do review monitoring. So, like, if you looked at the actual package right there that I sent you, in the Platinum deal on the bottom, you'll see right there, it says review generation tools, but then it also says on here review monitoring right in the middle. So yes, I definitely understand what you're saying. Some people can be nasty, and I get it.
if you've looked at my Yelp, I've responded when I shouldn't respond.
Right.
And it has, they get nasty. But
yeah.
Fortunately, my Yelp is still pretty much solid, like 4.0. So.
Yeah. So what we do, I mean, and that's the thing about Google, it's so authentic, right? So you can always reach out to the customer and you could always make things right and they could always take down that review. But let's just say you're doing somebody just did a review for you and you never even did any work for them, right? It's just a fraudulent review. We can actually submit that to Google and then they'll do an investigation. They'll look into it. And if it comes back as, yeah, you were telling the truth, they actually dismiss that review off of there because it's fraudulent. They're just being malicious at that point, and that's not what Google wants. So yeah, so we definitely help you in that area. Okay, so for here to secure the listing, how would you like to do that? Are you going to use a business credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
I was just looking at my funds right now, where all the money is at.
Sure.
What's my total again today?
It's just going to be the $398 flat fee. That's what it's going to come out as. And then it's going to go month to month after that, $299.
Okay. So today I owe $398.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just transferring some money real fast.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Take your time. I'm just setting things up here. I do not know what your schedule looks like today. But would you want go ahead.
I'm kind of busy the rest of the day.
No problem.
I'll be off the phone pretty soon. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm just wrapping up here. But I did want to book the onboarding call with you. Is it better for you tomorrow?
What time?
I have kind of anything open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 12 p.m. is blocked off. Other than that, anytime you want.
So the morning's okay?
Morning is okay. I can do 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
How long is this call going to take?
Probably only take around 30 to 45 minutes. Just depends on how many questions you might have for my tech team if, you know, something sparks and you want to ask them.
Okay, let's just do 8 o'clock there, right?
That's fine. I can book that, yeah. And that's going to come to you, Google Splash. And then just let me know. And then for the card itself, is it just going to have your name on it? Is it going to have the business name?
The card I'm going to use right now is going to be my business debit card. And it is.
Okay.
It has my name. Like, I've used my name when I've ordered stuff before. But it also shows double play pool.
Double play pool. Okay. And then your name is just your first and last, or do you have a middle initial on there?
My middle initial is A, and it's also on the card.
Okay. And is it still associated with the same address that you gave me before?
Yes.
Okay. Question on the address, because I do want to make sure that this, you know, we do a lot of service-based companies that work out of their home. Is this your home address or is this an office?
It's my home address, so it's not an office.
Okay. So do you want me to hide the address for you?
Yes.
So nobody knows where you live? Okay. We'll do that. Let me see the hide address. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself. Is it going to be a Visa, Master, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa debit card, business debit card.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
It is 4815.
Mm-hmm.
8800.
Mm-hmm.
3800. 411. Sorry. Let me start over. 4815.
Mm-hmm.
8800. 3800. 4141.
Okay. And then the expiration?
1228.
Okay. And then your security code on the back?
042.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you before I make any purchases. I'm going to ask you the security question. We never share or sell any of your information here. We always want to make sure we're talking to you on this manner here. So we will ask you this. This is just an added protection for you. And then I am just going to walk you through a voice verification that's going to have the price and the outline of the service agreement. That's also going to be sent to you in writing as well. Okay. So for your security question, I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Mangrum. M-A-N-G-R-U-M.
M-A-N-G-R-U-N is a Nancy at the end?
M as in mother.
M as in mother. Okay. Okay, perfect. Got that in there for you. And then I'm going to walk you through just like this voice verification. The reason being for this is, like I said, it's just an added protection for you. It will have the pricing in there. And then also, too, I am going to give you the customer service number that my tech team is going to call you for from tomorrow as well in this voice verification here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Double Play Pool and Spa Service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the company.
Rhett Christensen, owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Rhett, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Got it.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want it now or do you just want me to email it to you?
Just go ahead and email it to me.
Okay, will do on that. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is April 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third. This is a recurring payment, okay? This is going to be for the amount of just $299. Now, you may discontinue or you may pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you here. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to get a couple of text messages here.
Okay.
And then you're also going to get some emails as well. It should be coming through right now. Give it a sec. And then I'm going to also book that onboarding call for tomorrow at 8 a.m. with you and my tech team. So they're going to be reaching out to you in the morning. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. So everything did go through on my end. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here. When you receive my email, you will have my credentials in there on the bottom, like my email address. You'll also have my number extension. If you ever do need to get a hold of me, you could always reach out to me. If I don't answer, please leave me a message, and I will get back to you within an hour. I do get busy here. but you will have point of contact with my with an account manager as well. So you'll have two areas where you can get a hold of somebody if you want to add something, take something off, or if you want to call me and say, like, hey, can we add that website on later on? Yes. Let me know, and we can add that on for you because it's part of the package that you have here, okay?
Got it.
Okay. Now, did you receive a text message at this point yet?
Yeah, I just got a couple, yeah.
Okay, so there's one that reads, Rhett, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then there's a link right there.
Okay.
Click that link. That's just the service agreement that I just read off to you. That's going to be, there's going to be two check marks on the bottom, one to just SMS text messages, just in case you don't answer, you're in the field. We'll send you an updated text. And then the other one's your card authorization holder. You're going to sign your name at the bottom, your first name, middle initial, last name, and then it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password.
Got it.
Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're fast. That's going to be the tracking system that I told you about. We're going to create that for you. So don't try to make a username or password. My tech team is actually going to give you that tomorrow at 8 a.m. and then they'll walk you through and show you how you're going to be able to track everything. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. I know you got to go. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
So when should I expect to see myself on Google?
Yes. So within 30 to 45 days is going to be when you should be on the first page of Google. We're going to send out that PIN verification. Once you're verified, that's when you can just search your company. Typically, that takes 2 weeks for the verification process because they're sending it out via mail. That's why it does take a little long. Okay. But my tech team's going to walk you through that process as well. All right.
Okay.
Sounds okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to get working here on your account so I can send everything over to them. And then we'll be giving you a call at 8 a.m. in the morning and get rocking and rolling with you, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Brett. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. No problem. Bye.